This is Akashvani, the news read by Thing Bia Khoi. Campaigning has ended for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. With this, curtains have come down on the poll campaign for the general elections. 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on Saturday. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Orisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 seat in Union Territory of Chandigarh. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase of Lok Sabha polls. Campaigning has also concluded for assembly election to 42 seats in Odisha, along with by-elections to 6 assembly seats in Himachal Pradesh, which will be held on the same day. Top leaders of various political parties today intensified their efforts with last-minute rallies and roadshows. In Himachal Pradesh, Union Minister and senior BJP leader Nitin Gadkari and Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi campaigned in the state today. In Jharkhand, now political parties including the BJP, JMM, Congress, RJD and left parties have started door-to-door campaign requesting people to cast their votes in favour of the candidates. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said a number of measures have been taken at polling booths in view of intense heat. Heavy deployment of security forces has been made to ensure free and fair polls. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has projected real GDP growth at 7% for the current financial year, with risk evenly balanced. In its annual report, the central bank said the Indian economy expanded at a robust pace in fiscal year 2023-24, with real GDP growth accelerating to 7.6% from 7% in the previous year. According to the annual report, the outlook for the Indian economy remains bright, underpinned by a sustained strengthening of microeconomic fundamentals, robust financial and corporate sectors, and a resilient external sector. India and Japan held the sixth meeting of the Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism. The Ministry of External Affairs said, during the meeting held yesterday, both countries exchanged views on the terrorist threats in their respective regions. They also discussed state-sponsored cross-border terrorism in South Asia, Southeast Asia, East Asia and the Middle East, as well as terror activities in Afghanistan and Pakistan region. India has expressed concern over the loss of civilian lives in Rafah, the Palestinian city in southern Gaza. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the Israeli side has already announced an investigation into the incident. Speaking on Pakistan's former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's comments on the Lahore declaration, Mr. Jaiswal said an objective view is emerging in Pakistan on this particular matter. Responding to a query on suspended JDS MP Prajwal Revana, Randhir Jaiswal said the Ministry of External Affairs has initiated action for revocation of his diplomatic passport. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has announced the onset of southwest monsoon over Kerala and its advancement into most parts of northeast India today. Monsoon has arrived 2 days ahead of the normal onset date of 1st June. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said the monsoon will cover the remaining parts of South India in the next 2 to 3 days. Heavy rain continues to lash Kerala, with severe waterlogging being reported in many districts. Orange alert has been issued in Alappuzha, Kottayam and Ernakulam, while all other districts remain under yellow alert. The state disaster management authorities have issued warning of landslides in hilly regions. Fishermen have been asked not to venture into the sea. On heatwave, the IMD Director General said intensity of heatwave conditions is likely to reduce from today. In badminton, Indian women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand entered the quarterfinals at the Singapore Open today. The Commonwealth Games bronze medalist duo defeated world number 2 Baekhana and Lee So-hee of South Korea. And that is the end of this news bulletin.